Yo, what's good, everybody? Welcome to King Center Gamer. I am your lovely host, King Robert J. If you haven't yet, please go to my Facebook. That's King Robert J. Go to my bio and follow my other Facebook, which is King Center Gaming. That is my business Facebook for all my YouTube platform. I got my RG bands over there too as well. If you don't see it, please contact me, DM me, let me know if you're interested in buying one, purchasing one. I am working on new colors, but I definitely need some people to let me know what colors would they like to prefer, what they would like to have. It's no problem. Feel free to comment on anything. We got a good show going. Pretty good week been so far for all of us. I'm pretty sure it's hump day. And also, you know what I'm saying? We got to talk about the NBA playoffs, which I love. You know what I'm saying? We got the Memphis Grizzly Warriors game. Coming up, I believe, tonight or tomorrow night. But we're going to talk about the Dallas Mavericks. And we also going to talk about the Miami Heat. I'm gonna speak briefly on the Memphis and the Warriors game. Memphis had played without Ja Morant. Right now the Warriors lead 3-1. Definitely was not entertained or not happy about Ja Morant playing. I can understand injuries. We definitely want everyone to be healthy. We definitely want everyone to play and whatnot, but they didn't speak too much on his injury being a knee bruise, a knee bone bruise, and he's very athletic. So I'm pretty sure he's a point guard, so he uses knees a lot the way he plays his style of basketball. So I can understand. I just wish he would have played that game to give his team a better chance of coming out on top. But one thing about it, Memphis Grizzlies actually played pretty well. They actually played one of their best games this series so far. And without Ja Morant, now I don't know what people is gonna sit there and say, oh, they played better without Ja Morant. Memphis Grizzlies played better without him being on the floor, which have showed a little small sample size of them being 20-5 when he didn't play this season, and then also having that crutch game against the Warriors. But the Warriors obviously prevailed in that game. They're now up 3-1 on Memphis Grizzlies. I'm pretty sure Ja Morant gonna try to play that following game, but I think it may wind up hurting his team because he's not 100%. So I think it may affect them in ways of where they can't get their offense moving, being in fast break, trying to get transition buckets and whatnot. And I think the Warriors will find a way to play that championship basketball, championship defense, and find a way to prevail and win that series 4-1. Move on to the West Coast Finals. So that's it for that. Ja Morant had a great season. I don't see them coming back from a 3-1 deficit. Memphis Grizzlies definitely have a lot of good years left, future years going on. You know what I'm saying? A lot of young players they could just build around and try to get some veteran presence, which I think they're lacking, especially on the perimeter, to help Bane and Ja Morant progress and Tyus Jones as well to progress more. But yeah, I love seeing those guys. They're gonna be a tough out every year. They possibly may get a championship, who knows? But you know, they got to get Jaren Jackson to play bully ball inside and stop playing perimeter offense all the time. But that's neither here nor there. But congratulations to the Golden State Warriors. I'm already calling it. They'll probably win the series 4-1. I don't think they want to drag it on. So, next topic, next segment. We're gonna stick with basketball. Who else played? Who else played? Who we got going on? We have Dallas Mavericks versus Phoenix. Phoenix is now up, I believe, 3-1 after the win. No, 3-2. I'm sorry. Excuse me. They're up 3-2. Crucial win in Phoenix. They definitely served home. They definitely did what they had to do. Now it's all about them going back to Dallas and possibly finishing it off. Things about that game, I think they won 80-120, if I'm not mistaken. Chris Paul didn't have a Chris Paul-like game, But Devin Booker definitely showed up, and the others as well. I think Dallas had got up to close to like 13 to 15 points in the first quarter. And it looked like Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks was playing good offense, great defense, but protecting the paint, switching. They did everything they had to do, but you have to finish a game like that if you're up 13 in this series, tied 2-2, and you're in their home time. Phoenix eventually came back second quarter, made a couple runs to tighten up the gap. They wound up leading in the halftime, to ultimately pull away in the third quarter. They definitely made sure Luka played more ISO ball than he did in the first half, winding up Devin Booker going off with that third quarter spark, and then they ultimately wind up winning the game by 20 or more points. I don't know if Phoenix could possibly win the following game. I feel like Dallas may extend this to a game series series a game seven series, but hopefully we'll see. We'll see. I would love for that to happen, just to have the more playoff games going, but these playoffs are going by quick. So let's see if Jason Kidd can make the right adjustments to try to make sure he get Brunson and the others involved, and Luka could possibly finish it off in the fourth quarter of the next game that they got going on. But it's looking like Phoenix and Golden State, Western Conference Finals, with everybody like, who knows? It's looking like it. Curry versus Chris Paul again. It looking like it. It's definitely looking like it may be that. So let's see if Dallas can bounce back. If not, Phoenix can go ahead and finish it off and try to get a little bit of rest, while Golden State looking like they're trying to get all the rest as possible before they started. So, all right, what we got? Miami versus Philadelphia. Okay, so Joel Embiid, James Harden versus Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo in the Miami Heat. Now, I'm going to say this now. People, on paper, it looked like Philadelphia was going to win this game. I mean, win this series. I actually picked with my heart and said that Miami was going to win. But Philadelphia, with my head, it was like nobody on their team can stop Joel Embiid if healthy. So, unfortunately, he did get injured this series, and I think it has caused the effect. No, he got injured last year, I'm sorry, and I think it has caused the effect of him missing them first two games. Possibly it could have been a whole different, look like Philly may would have been up one this series 4-2. I'm just saying, I'm not discrediting Bam, Jimmy Butler, the whole Miami Heat team, but specimen of offensive talent player like Joel Embiid, healthy is definitely that. But I think this goes back to that James Harden Ben Simmons trade. By the way, the guy off the bench named Matt Strux for Miami Heat, he scored 22. Joel Embiid scored 17, and James Harden scored 16. Now, you can say that has an effect on because of Miami defensive scheme, defensive game plan, Eric Spoelstra, defensive championship pedigree, the way he establishing the teammates to play well. But Miami Heat is doing this without Kyle Lowry. That's a big player for them that they expected to make sure. And Jimmy Butler is showing why he is a superstar in this league. People call him a star. I say he's a superstar, a franchise player, because he has everybody locked in on defense well, to how you stop one of the most. No, him and Giannis, Joel Embiid and Giannis, is the two most dominant players in the NBA, period. And Miami Heat is showing you what they have, the game plan, and how you contain Joel Embiid. Granted, he's not 100%. So, Joel Embiid averaging 30 this year, winning the scoring title. I understand this. But however, you definitely have to give Miami Heat credit of how they're basically making James Harden feel uncomfortable. And I think James Harden really need to go this off season and evaluate how he's going to make himself a better player, because I feel like he's getting a lot of excuses, a lot of credit because of his past or how he participated. But he's 31 years old. It should be no reason why you're looking like you're 5 years older than you are. I feel like he's not bought in into Doc Rivers' offensive system or what they have. Maybe because it's midseason, we expect you just to acknowledge and just jump in. And, you know, it's tough, but he has a pretty good team around him. And the fact that you're not being the guy what they brought in to you to be, it's a problem. You know what I'm saying? We thought you just wasn't interested in being in Brooklyn, but it shows that you have lost not one step, maybe three or four steps to your game. You need to go to the offseason, see how you can try to make your game better, because you definitely have took a knock on your game just from the past three seasons. You're not that guy anymore. But you can be a great piece to a championship team. And Philadelphia having Joel Embiid and a young rising star in Tyrese Maxey, it shouldn't be no reason why you guys couldn't integrate yourself better into this offense. But we know if Philadelphia lose this series, it's a strong chance that Doc Rivers may lose his job. But right now, Miami Heat is up 3-2. They're going to go back to Philly. I feel like Philly may increase this to a game seven. Hopefully they do. Like I said, I'm all for more basketball. But James Harden need to be more aggressive each game if they do win game six. If you're going to win game six, you need to come back to South Beach and you need to put your foot on the Miami Heat net, because Jimmy Butler is going to play each game. He's going to give you 25 to 30. You cannot afford to give Philadelphia 12 to 15 points and expect you guys to make it to any championship hopes for this team in this city. So Joel Embiid is not 100%. I'm not going to put too much blame on him. You know, I respect him a whole lot more because he's playing through the injury. But I need Joel Embiid to understand that he doesn't have to prove anything to the Philadelphia place because of what happened with Ben Simmons. I think that's playing a part on this city and playing a part on this team. He is you guys' franchise player, and he doesn't need to play those type of games if he's severely injured, concussion protocol and whatnot. But I think Doc Rivers is going to maybe lose his job if they do lose this series. Hopefully they can try to right the wrong and turn the series around. But I still give the respect to Jimmy Butler and the rest of the guys with Eric Spoelstra, Pat Riley, and we're looking at East Conference Finals in South Beach. So they are the number one seed. They are respected. And, yeah, that's it. That's it for today, guys. Like I said, it's hump day. Get over hump day, guys. Push strong to this weekend. If you guys have jobs where you work this weekend, get plenty of rest. Hydrate yourself. It is hot outside. Be blessed. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Definitely will be speaking to you guys pretty soon on the next coming up games. Look out for me. Like I said, follow me on all my social media platforms, King Robert J on Facebook, and you can go from there. If you want to find out my TikTok, yes, I have a TikTok. It's King Center Gaming. If you guys are interested, I only got two or three posters up there, but I want to try to expand that way as well. This is a great year for all of us. I hope everybody have a safe hump day. I hope everybody make it home safe to their people. If you are at home, enjoy your loved ones, telling you love them. I'm out. It's King. Peace.